USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As Thanksgiving weekend winds down, 40 million Americans are under winter weather advisories as a major storm approaches. Meteorologist Ivan Cabrera says the upper Midwest will be hit hard.
It's further north where we have the precipitation. It's going to be falling in the form of snowfall, and it is going to come down heavily, I think, at 12 to 18 inches, certainly likely here across portions of Minnesota and into Wisconsin as well. But notice a sharp cutoff here. So further south, not going to be snow. It's going to be rain and even severe weather potential across the Gulf Coast.
Emergency Management Commissioner Deanne Christobal says things will get messy in New York City.
You're going to see snow beginning tomorrow morning. It's going to turn into rain later in the afternoon. It's going to stay rainy then through Monday, but turning back to snow going into late Monday morning, early Monday afternoon.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. Visit exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Police in southern India have arrested four men accused of raping a woman and smothering her before setting her on fire. The 27-year-old woman died Wednesday, though accounts differ on whether the smothering or the fire killed her. Police said the two truck drivers and their two assistants attacked the woman, who's a veterinarian, as she was changing a flat tire. One man grabbed her scooter while the other three dragged her to an empty lot and then all four raped her. The men were caught on video, and all four allegedly confessed to the crime. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the stabbing attack in central London on Friday that killed two people. Police killed the attacker after bystanders tackled him. Neil Basu is Scotland Yard's counter-terrorism chief.
Inquiries go on, but at this point in time, there is no intelligence to suggest anyone else was involved.
London Bridge was also the scene of another assault in 2017 when three militants drove a van into pedestrians. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The Secret Service is warning both consumers and businesses that online criminals are on the rise. John Clemens reports.
This year, the retail e-commerce forecast is expected to top $135 billion. According to Secret Service Assistant Special Agent in Charge, Matt Chevro, both consumers and retailers should be aware of the threats out there.
As we do all year long, Secret Service believes it's important to remind consumers to remember the basics of good cyber hygiene and heighten their awareness of the types of cyber threats that are out there. Online cyber criminals will try to take advantage of you during this busy shopping time, no matter if you're the consumer or the business.
Chevro reminds us online banking should not be conducted over publicly available Wi-Fi networks. I'm John Clemens.
The field is packed for the Florida Democratic primaries. With more, here's USA's John Hunt.
Democrats in Florida have submitted 18 candidates for the March 17th presidential primary. The crowded field submitted to state election officials ahead of the deadline include the most recent entries, Michael Bloomberg and Deval Patrick. Florida's primary could prove crucial with the state's 219 delegates at stake, but half the country will have already voted by the time Floridians go to the polls, as that falls 2 weeks after the pivotal Super Tuesday bonanza when 14 states and two other jurisdictions Democratic primaries. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.